I found it a bit boring, to be honest. I think it kind of lacks that oomph that the first one had, and the pacing was a bit off. I thought it was way over long, and it kind of, I thought Pedro Pascal was that's a very mean comparison, but I thought, as with many things, he is the best thing of the film, and I really enjoyed the first one, and I would have loved to have seen a bit more of Themyscira, kind of the Amazonian world where Wonder Woman kind of grows up, or now in this film where she battles essentially against two very different types of villains. I wanted a little bit more of Barbara Minerva. I wanted a little bit more development. She's the villain who becomes Cheetah in the film. She's played by Kristen Wiig, and it's kind of such an interesting parallel to Wonder Woman. And I can't take credit for this reading because my good friend Rosie Fletcher gave this reading, and I thought it was really astute. Is that she wants to be like Wonder Woman. She wants to be, you know, effortlessly cool and beautiful and strong and hyper smart. And she's already super smart. She's a scientist as well. But she, contrary to Wonder Woman, has grown up in a world where she's constantly policing herself because she's grown up as a woman on Earth. Whereas Wonder Woman just kind of lands, and she's not crippled by insecurities or doubts or the constant fears that sort of swim around in your head when you're walking around the world as a woman. So that dynamic, I would have wanted a bit more of that. And I think it kind of didn't do the good work of the first one, because I think no one can take that away from what the first film did, but it didn't add anything new. There was a lot of missed opportunities in the film for me, but there is something as well about, like Dave was pointing out in his note, that we're now missing, at least this past year, missed a big superhero fix. This was supposed to be our fix. So I think there's a lot of expectations placed in this film. And that's a little bit unfair to place all of those intense kind of pandemic riddled expectations on one single blockbuster and have it satisfy all of those needs. It was never going to succeed at all of that. But it's not terrible.